So let's review. As background to our daf, it's important to know that the Mishnah in Kedushin tells us that Remeir holds Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Gevaya. The Ma'aser Sheni food that we have does not belong to us, but to Hashem, who allows us to eat it while we are in Yerushalayim. A Chacham hold Ma'aser Sheni Mamon Hedyot. Our Ma'aser Sheni does belong to us, albeit with a restriction to eat it only in Yerushalayim. Amar Ravasi. Ravasi suggests three applications of this machlekes. First, Issa shel Ma'aser Sheni l'divrei Meir, p'tur min achala, l'divrei Chacham chayeves b'chala. According to Meir, dough of Ma'aser Sheni is pater from chala because the pasuk says, Reishis arisei seichem chala terimu truma. You shall separate the first of your dough, and Ma'aser Sheni is not your dough. According to the Chacham, it is chayev b'chala because it is your dough. Second, Matzah shel Ma'aser Sheni l'divrei Meir, eidan lem yosiba yidei chavasa b'pesach. L'divrei Chacham, according to a mayor, one cannot be yetz the mitzvah with matzah ma'aser sheni, while according to the Chachamim, one can be yetz with ma'aser sheni. Although there is no requirement of matzaschem, that the matzah be yours, the Torah links matzah with the chiyav chala through a gzeirah shava of the word lechem used in both parashas. Regarding matzah, it says, shevus yamim teichel of matzahs lechem ayni. Regarding chala, it says, v'hoi v'achalcha melechem ha'aretz, terim mitrum al Hashem. Third, Esther shall Meister Shein al Divre Meir, Ein Adam Yetzi by Yedei Chavasa by Yamtav. Divre Chacham, Adam Yetzi by Yedei Chavasa by Yamtav. According to a Meir, one cannot be Yetzi with an Esther of Meister Sheini, because the Pasuk says, Ulakachtim Lechem by Yemirish and Priyat Tadr. And an Esther of Meister Sheini is not Lechem, it's not yours. According to the Chacham, you can be Yetzi because it is yours. Bayer B'Shim Melakish. The Gemara presents two versions of a Shaila posed by Rish Lakish with regard to being Yetzi the mitzvah matzah with Ma'aser Sheni that is also Chala. First, Ma'o she Yetzi od minei chavasa b'chala shal Ma'aser Sheni b'Yushalayim. Can a kohen be Yetzi his chiyav of matzah by eating the Chala that is separated from a dough of Ma'aser Sheni? This is only a Shaila according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that we can be Yetzi the mitzvah matzah with Ma'aser Sheni because if it became Tamei, it can be redeemed and would be Nechel b'chomesh v'seichem. The question in this case is, perhaps it cannot be used, because now that it is also chala, if it became tamei, it must be burned, and would not be nechel b'chomesh v'seichem. Or, it can be used, because the following reasoning. Ma'aser sheni by itself, which is not chala, can be used for matzah. And chala by itself can be used for matzah. Now that it has both designations, it can also be used for matzah. The second version of the Shaila is that in the previous case, where one separated the challah from dough of Ma'aser Sheni, it would certainly be okay. The question is regarding challah halakuach bekes of Ma'aser Sheni. Challah that was purchased with Ma'aser Sheni money, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that food bought with Ma'aser Sheni money, which then becomes tummy, cannot be redeemed, and must be buried, do we say that it can be used because if this dough had not been bought with Ma'aser Sheni money, and if it had not been designated as challah, we would have been able to use it. Therefore, it should be okay for matzah in its current state as well, or it cannot be used. Because we cannot utilize two ifs. Rava answers, Shem Ma'aser Chadu. We can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with this challah, bought with Ma'aser Sheni money. The Gemara now returns to that which the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei taught. Chalas Toidu Rekiki Nazar. If somebody made matzah to be used for a carbon toida or for a nazar offering, asan la'atzmai, ein yoytze behen, asan limke b'shuk, yoytze behen. If he made it for his own use, he cannot use it for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But if he had originally planned on selling it to somebody else and did not sell it, he can use it. The Gemara first offers two explanations of Amiram, each supported by an explicit b'raisa, why asan la'atzmai, ein yoytze behen. Rabbi says, it is based on the pasuk Ushmartem es ha-matzos, which requires that the matzahs be guarded for the sole purpose of being matzah for Pesach, and not for any other purpose, like for a carbon. Rav Yosef says it is based on the pasuk Shivas yamim matzahs teichlo. Whatever we use for matzah has to have the potential to be eaten for all 7 days of Pesach, but these matzahs are part of the carbon and may only be eaten for 1 day and 1 night. The Gemara then explains why Rabbi and Rav Yosef did not offer one of the three other possible explanations. They did not disqualify it based on lechem oini, which requires being able to eat the matzah in a state of aninus, and a carbon may not be eaten by aninus because they hold like Rabbi Kiva, who in Daf Lamed Vav does not darshan lechem oini this way. they did not disqualify it as matzah ashira based on the oil in its ingredients, because the amount of oil is so minute, it would not make a difference. They also did not disqualify it based on necha b'chomash v'seichem and kachem kala must be eaten in Yerushalayim, because chalas toidir kikin nazir nechalas b'noiv v'givin. They were also eaten in noiv and given when the Mishkan was there. Therefore, Rabbi Rav Yosef needed the original drashas to teach that even during the noiv and given periods, we cannot use chalas toidir kikin nazir for matzah. Finally, the Gemara explains why limke b'shuk yetz behen. Someone who made chalas toidim or kikin nazir to sell in the market may use them for the mitzvah matzah. After all, according to the reasons given by Rabbi Rav Yosef, why does it matter whether he intended to use them himself or sell them? The Gemara answers, kol l'shuk imluchi imlach. When contemplating selling them in the market, the person always leaves open the possibility that if he will not find the buyer, he will use it himself for the mitzvah of matzah.